Moving backward and backward and backward toward the goal line. Quarterback on the Democratic side is the President of the United States. And unfortunately, he keeps throwing interceptions.
That would be Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, who's had enough, the minority leader in the Senate. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Still no deal. We are dangling over the mythical cliff. Boy, I feel like I'm in Narnia, and I'm waiting for somebody to soar down with wings and put us all on its back and fly us up over the cliff, but I don't know that it's going to happen this time around. And what does it mean? Well, what it means is it's easy to dismiss and say, who cares? You know, let's just fall off the cliff. I'm sick of talking about it, which I am very sick of talking about the fiscal cliff, just like all of you, because here on this show, like I'm sure so many other shows, it hasn't been a one-shot, two-shot wonder. This story goes back, well, the story of the checkbook and not balancing our financial situation every single year goes back to when I first started doing America Tonight. When was the last time we had a balanced budget in the United States? You know, it's one thing to be a couple of trill over. It's another thing to be 16 trill in the hole and then desperately pleading with people to raise taxes on somebody. In the end, I've said this before, I have a new term, we're all sweaters. The middle class, we're a bunch of sweaters. Because the Republicans say they care about us, the Democrats say they care about us, but yet we are squeezed in between. It's you and it's me, and we're on the rack. We're on the rack. They are tightening the rack on us each and every day. And let me tell you, if we do slip all the way into that abyss, there are some people who are going to pay right through the nose with the income tax up to 50%, and that would be all of you New Yorkers listening and the people in California. The people who already have some pretty high taxes in other areas, they're going to get slammed the worst because of the way this will all trickle down to them. You know, ultimately, when things are triggered, it means other things will be a chain reaction in states as to other programs that will be affected and where will the cost be put. And, of course, the cost will be put on the back of all of us, the sweaters. We're the ones who are going to have to deal with the fallout. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, a lot of you had a lot to say about carrying the debt and feeling like you liked my analogy, feeling like we're the people who are building the pyramids, and in the end, they're just going to squash us. So some reaction to that and some other things that we've talked about on the show when we checked the mailbag. Boy, it was on red alert. I had to delete some things, some previous things, to make sure that we didn't have all the room taken up in our email, because the mailbag was just that full. It's crazy, crazy, crazy full. Something else to talk about here right at the top, hits and misses. And boy, there have been a lot of hits and misses lately. And one of them, of course, is the financial picture. And you're willing, able, and certainly invited here, because I don't care if you're right or left of left, furious, somewhere in between. You have a voice on America Tonight. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Also coming up here in this hour, we're going to have a conversation with someone for the Center for Public Policy, and we're going to talk about what we're not realizing is going to happen when it comes to food. When I say when it comes to food and health care, because one of the tricky pieces of the puzzle involved in Obamacare is the listing of ingredients. and what's in the food and all that other sort of stuff, and so, which is the listing of ingredients. But the problem is, what happens to little stores? What happens to pizza places? What happens when you have a gazillion ingredients? And if you do not comply, what happens? What kind of a fine are you going to see? You'll be shocked. First of all, there's like 500,000 ingredients in Domino's pizzas. So it may be that they're down to one flavor. We have one flavor of pizza because we can't afford to have all the others out there anymore. It's going to really change the way restaurants do business and how it's passed on, I think, to you and me. And that's coming up next here on the show in our second segment. So a lot of things to jump to in the show, including some of the more interesting things that have happened perhaps while you were sleeping or working. And one of the interesting things is that in between all of the arguing and the challenging and everything else in Washington, there's another law that just kicked in today in a couple of states that could be precedent setting in the future for all of us. It might be sometime that you go into your neighbor's house or you go down the street a few blocks and you're there at the community center and you happen to smell pot, but it's legalized because pot legalization is now kicked in Colorado and in Washington State. Remember, that was voted on by the people in those two areas, and they said yes to legalized marijuana. But the challenges to the police, especially for people driving while they're stoned, and how do you determine what that is, and also how they're getting pot, and what kind of tickets are you issuing to people who walk around and think that, well, I can just smoke pot, I can just smoke a joint, I can walk down the street in Seattle, I'm by the Space Needle, I'm just going to smoke pot. I'm at the Mariners game, I'm just going to smoke some pot. I'm out by the fish market, I'm going to smoke some pot. But no, you don't. It's like walking around with an open container. And I think the first offense is $100 or some such thing. But I bet there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of kids who don't understand that. And they'll initially maybe get pinched for it because they'll be walking around thinking they can just casually smoke. I mean, you might even see signs that have a marijuana cigarette with a slash through it to tell people that you can't smoke pot here. I'm really serious. There's going to be some interesting times ahead in trying to figure this out. And perhaps some people who were shopping, have you been part of the great herd hitting the malls and hitting some of the other big box stores to try to search and destroy to get all your Christmas gifts? That's what it sounds like, doesn't it? Kind of Godzilla-like. I'm going to get those necklaces and those CDs. I'm going to get that iPad. And if I'm in Seattle or I'm in Denver, I'm going to smoke some pot in my car before I go in the store. I'm very curious how this all turns out. I mean, it's legal. In Washington State, it is legal as of Thursday, but you can't drive while you're high. How will they know? Look at that car. I think they're stoned.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Be on our health care as we continue to roll out Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Health Care Act. And, you know, we've been talking about that, of course, a ton here on America Tonight. Amy Ridenour joins us now, and Amy has looked into this and has written a really interesting piece about the signs that we're seeing almost everywhere around us, and we know this because we've talked about other industries, businesses, etc., that are saying they're going to really feel the cost of the new healthcare demands, and it's going to be passed on to the consumer. And Amy is a chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research, our friends there. And as the founding chief executive officer, and you know, since 1982, she, of course, has looked with a smart conservative perspective on what's happening domestically, foreignly, and and on defense policy issues. And I'll tell you what, Amy, this is where everybody is trying to get a handle on what's actually going to happen. And one of the things that you talk about is looking around and seeing those things that you're not necessarily going to know right away. Like the food industry is going to be hit very, very hard. The Washington Times just did a piece on this. I saw something from Steve Forbes, and then I saw another thing that was actually in Inc. magazine. So anyway, why is the food industry going to get slammed so hard by Obamacare?
Well, basically what happened is at the very end of the drafting of the Obamacare legislation, it was slipped into the legislation that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration at the federal level, would have the authority to mandate signs on food, well, restaurants, they said, but the FDA is interpreting this as like pizza delivery, like Papa John's or Domino's, anybody that has a salad bar, convenience stores, and of course restaurants. So they're interpreting it very broadly. What the bill did was it said the FDA can decide what kind of signs they must have to say what's in any food that's prepared. So that would be something like tuna salad at the salad bar, a pizza, anything in a menu in a restaurant, basically anything that doesn't come in a can or isn't frozen in a freezer box. And what the FDA is about to do is mandate at just an amazing number of requirements for signage, so much so that every year it's anticipated the food industry would have to spend over 14 million man-hours just to make the signs.
Wow. What did you say? 14 million man-hours?
14 million man-hours. And it's not just the making of the signs, although the federal government, apparently, they're going to announce this by the end of this month, apparently is regulating it down to the size of the fonts and what fonts restaurants can use. So, you know, if they want to say that a certain entree is 540 calories, they have to use Helvetica instead of Times New Roman. This is apparently going to affect our health. You know, it's just crazy. But not just the signs themselves, but they mandate what information is on there. So let's say you run a convenience store and you have some fresh foods out for people to have breakfast on the go. And you want to change it every now and then. Maybe you're even trying to do what Mrs. Obama would love and have fresh vegetables and fruits as part of it. And maybe some wraps that have lettuce that's locally grown and all that wonderful stuff. To change anything, you would have to send the item you're making to a laboratory to have a formal analysis of its nutritional content. And then that's what goes on these fancy signs. And that's where the man hours add up. Because you can't change anything, any recipe, anything, without going to a laboratory and getting an analysis. And then, just as the final note on the nuttiness, you also can't just list it. For example, and this is something that Domino's, the pizza delivery place, has figured out. They have 54 million combinations that you could order of pizza. That's if you took every kind of thing that they suggest, every permutation, there's 54 million of them. Now, you would think that you could just say a large basic cheese pizza is X number of calories. And if you add green pepper, it's this many more calories. And if you add pepperoni, it's this many more. You would think you could just list that. No. You have to come up with an analysis of all 54 million combinations and put it up as signage in your facility so people can drive over and read it.
54 million, that is insane. That is just crazy. Makes absolutely no sense, Amy. And so many people don't realize these are the little things that are going to be so burdensome that are ultimately going to lead to skyrocketing costs and, of course, healthcare out the window, ridiculously unaffordable. But that's all the fine print, since they're talking about fine print, that you just don't get until you flush this out a little bit more. One thing that I know our pals that cover D.C. for us were telling me about is the Common Sense Nutrition Disclosure Act of 2012. And this is a bipartisan deal about the nutritional information stuff. But the thing is, If we're going down to the nitty gritty here and what makes sense and what doesn't make sense, isn't there a way that this could, you know, if this is enacted, could they do what you were just saying? Could they amend this and not make it that every handmade food then doesn't have to match the exact spec? I think that's the idea of that.
Yes, I mean, it's possible to tell people approximately what is in something. For example, let's say you're selling tuna salad in a salad bar. You could list tuna, mayonnaise, you know, celery, salt, you know, whatever you have in there. And then anytime you change the recipe, and let's say you add, I don't know, black olives to it or something, you would just add that to it. Absolutely. And I think most Americans would think that is perfectly reasonable, because anybody with the brains to go to a supermarket for more than, say, 1 week of their life has figured out what's in various foods. And this is a lot easier. That's what the bill that you speak of, the Common Sense Nutrition
Disclosure Act, would do.
And it can do it if it passes.
If it passes is the key. But as I said, bipartisan, maybe there's a chance, maybe it happens and it goes through, and then they don't have, it has kind of the common sense, one size fits all kind of deal happening there. How disturbing is this to you as you were watching this and looking at this and reading up on it yourself, and then knowing this on the heels of some of the things that are happening with no more gigantic sodas, no more salt, basically, in New York, you know, pretty much going to the extremes, Michael Bloomberg. How disturbing is that for you as you watch this?
Well, it is disturbing on a couple of levels. I mean, one is the fact that the Congress would pass it at all, given that it is very anti-business, just very. I mean, when you have something like Domino's or Papa John's, none of which are donors, as far as I want to point out to everyone, what kind of signs they would have in a restaurant in which nobody goes. I mean, people don't go there to eat. They call or they order online. So then the pizza comes to them, so they would never see the sign. And yet our Congress thinks it's fine to have this kind of expenditure that can't possibly be beneficial. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, which bothers me more, is that the Food and Drug Administration does not have to write this regulation this badly. It could write it in a reasonable way. It has that power. It is apparently about to make the affirmative decision to write something that's almost impossible for business to do for very little, if any, benefit. And so You really have to wonder, what the heck is this administration really about?
Yeah, you know, and your great example is, what if somebody has a convenience store? Think about that. Everybody comes in there. They love it. It's in New Hampshire, Vermont, Washington, Maryland, New Jersey, where I'm from, wherever. And now all of a sudden it's problematic because the things that they do that also link them into the community, they can no longer do for fear that they'll, I guess, get slapped with huge fines because they're not following the law.
Exactly. I mean, what most businesses would do in this case is massively restrict the choices. The small convenience store that we just invented is probably going to buy something from a big distributor that you stick into the microwave, and then they won't have to make signage because it will have come from somebody else. And the people will lose out, which, you know, is against some of their other regulations or, you know, advisements to us that we should all eat healthy and eat locally. I mean, this is the thing about big government liberals. You actually cannot follow what they want to do even if you want to.
That's right. And there is the push to eat locally. You're right. And so much is made of going to the farmer's market, et cetera, or going to the restaurants in your area. But you'd be stuck with all this other bureaucratic, you know, red tape. And I guess that's the problem with this whole thing, that there's too much red tape, and it doesn't make sense once you get further and further into it. And now we're just starting to see some of the effects, and who knows what happens down the road. Let's hope that we see maybe the Common Sense Nutrition Disclosure Act actually get passed. Amy, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Care on bland food in the near future. You know, if it was good for us, but the problem is you just cannot take everything to the ridiculous ends of the spectrum and think that this is going to work out. Yes, we're going to get rid of pizza. It's just going to be a plain piece of dough with some sauce on it, and the sauce better have only one ingredient in it, tomatoes. Otherwise, you're going to pay a fine if you don't tell us what all the ingredients are. So once again, we are off in a twisted direction of ridiculous red tape. And that's just a little bit of what we're starting to pick out and find. And we'll give you more of those each and every week. And listen, things that are working, too. If there's things that are good that are working, we're pointing them out. It doesn't have to be always negative, but seemingly, I'm finding a lot of things that were in the bill that became the law that we didn't really realize were there and were part of this whole thing. Pre-existing conditions, bravo, excellent. Kids should be that way. And for adults, too. And I don't think anybody disagrees with that. Maybe you do, I don't know. But very few. But the ridiculousness of the food, that's the thing that's so sticky because of the effect it'll have across the board. And once again, that's not giving enough thought to something. All right, we always give a lot of thought to our segment called Tweet This. And
watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain.
Tweety Bird had to help us with that one. All right, so think about this. If you're Hillary Clinton, oh, no, 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 I don't want to run, then why is it Hillary at 2016? Why is that her handle? I don't understand. Demi Moore, just as bad, she has that long-term relationship with Ashton Kutcher, who now goes off with that hot young Miley Kunis, who used to be, I think, the girlfriend of the Home Alone guy. I don't know, because I don't pay attention to Hollywood stuff. But anyway, she was married to Ashton Kutcher, and now she's out there, and she tells people that she's not looking for younger men, but I don't understand why then her Twitter handle is Demi at Prowling Cougar. Yeah, that's a dead giveaway, Demi, honey. Can't say that. There's got to be a better way to do that. All right, this one, too, was kind of mind-boggling. The senator from South Carolina, Jim DeMint, shocked everybody and decided, I say everybody, the people that he works with in Congress and other people who weren't aware he was going to do this, because he had a serious voice in Washington. He was one of the original Tea Party guys. He was really pushing that line. And, you know, things started to fall in place for people that were part of the Tea Party thanks to Jim DeMint. But Jim DeMint has decided it's time for him to leave. He didn't, like I said, he didn't tell anybody until he tweeted at DeMint at adios, muchachos, muchachas. I guess he was learning Spanish on the side. I don't know. So he goes off to the Heritage Foundation to actually make some real money since he didn't have a lot of money. You know, it's interesting. I said that we're a nation of sweaters because it really is the middle class that is getting jammed up. And it's funny that the Republicans are saying, whoa, we're trying to help the middle class. Don't blame us and say that we're not about the middle class. And the Democrats are trying to say, well, we're about the middle class. But most of the gazillionaires on the Hill, just out of curiosity, I went and did a search of this. And there are plenty of Republicans who have a gazillion dollars or a lot of money, let's say. But the top five or six are all Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, pretty high on that list. All right, and finally, for tweet this, how about this? I don't understand Bob Costas going crazy on Sunday Night Football when he was making his points about guns and guns killing people and how we're a gun culture and we need to get guns out of the hands of people, when his Twitter handle is Costas at Locked and Loaded. Yeah, Locked and Loaded. That doesn't work. By the way, speaking of Bob Costas, I read an opinion piece by Juan Williams. I like Juan Williams. I don't always agree with everything that he says. I think it was smart for Fox to hire him after he got dumped and messed over by NPR. Remember a couple of years ago he got fired because he admitted that he felt a little bit of anxiety when he saw some people in full-on Muslim garb on airplanes when he was asked about it, and then boom, suddenly he's gone from NPR. Well, he wrote an opinion piece about Bob Costas where he stated some statistics, and he said the Center for Disease Control and the University of Chicago calculate that there are 87 gun deaths each day and 183 gun-related injuries every day in America, and that they also say or estimate that gun violence costs us a total of, as a society, $100 billion a year. And that means law enforcement to emergency room to all that other stuff that gets passed on to us. It gets passed on to me. It gets passed on to you. And he says the body count is too big to ignore since the attempted assassination of Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman in Tucson. There have been over 60 mass shootings. We had what happened in Aurora, in Colorado at the movie theater over the summer with The Dark Knight Rises, the nutball that went in, shot and killed those people and injured so many others. And, of course, there was a attack in Columbine and Virginia Tech and the Sikh Temple in Oak Creek. And Juan Williams says that Bob Costas should keep talking, that we need an honest debate about gun control. And he says, hats off to Bob Costas, as he's an honest man pointing to the facts and shaming all the scaredy cats in the media who don't want their boss or advertisers to get a call from the powerful lobbyists opposed to any gun control. Our political leaders are muzzled, he says, too, by the campaign money. And all this silence has left us with the highest number of gun deaths and the weakest gun regulations of any country in the developed world. And it's a reason why more Americans die from guns every year than do Canadians, Israelis, Australians, etc. And that's what his piece, that's just the meat of his piece. So what do you say to that, to some of the points that Juan Williams brought up? I talked about this a couple of days ago and said I was watching that football game when it happened, when Costas went on. And here's the thing. I agree that we should be able to have honest debate and we should have open debate. And for goodness sake, that's part of the problem. Why can't we talk about all sides of whatever the issue is? If we had more genuine conversation, maybe there would be more solutions to things that are huge problems in the country. But I will go back to the Costas deal and say that Costas's platform was not the right platform on Sunday Night Football. You know, he could have done an op-ed piece if he wanted. Certainly, the New York Times would have printed a Bob Costas op-ed. And I think connecting it to what happened in Kansas City was also wrong because of the tendencies of the football player, Javon Belcher, who killed his girlfriend, then killed himself in front of his coach and his GM. So I think there was something lost in that translation there. So I would say thumbs down to Costas for using that venue. It was the wrong venue to spring that out there. And especially, he couldn't even flush it out because we were talking a very succinct amount of time that he was able to do that on Sunday Night Football. Bill is listening to us in Memphis. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good, man. What's on your agenda tonight?
Well, I've got a comment about the fiscal cliff in Syria. Kate, I fell off the fiscal cliff 6 years ago. So I don't worry about the fiscal cliff. 6 years ago, when I was in another state, in my suburban home, dropped in value 35%.
Yeah.
I put it on. It's been on the market for 2 years, and I got out by the skin of my chin by doing a short sale. And let me say this: I'm still infuriated by all the pundits that blamed the housing crisis on poor folk who got mortgages they couldn't handle. Again, I say to you, Kate, if poor folk had that much money in real estate, they ruled the world.
Right.
It was the middle class that took the big hit.
It was. Again, the sweaters that they never talk about. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. But they still want to, take a jab at poor folk. And other. It was the middle class, the upper middle class, who had double mortgages and who got suckered into a lot of mortgages. And I said, come on, get an extra mortgage, take a vacation. You know what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Listen, let me ask you this question. We've got the UN. They are supposed to handle these disputes around the world. Kate, I am very distressed at why America has to police the world. Can you tell me why I have to be concerned at Assad if he want to gas his own people?
Right. Why? Ultimately, aren't we always shouldering the burden, and why is that? Bill, I'm going to talk about that on the flip side. Stay with us, everyone. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
America and the rest of the world, who is singing that song? I'm going to give you three guesses. Okay, first one is she was part of the Grease cast. That's a huge clue, by the way. Xanadu, ringing any bells there? Was Xanadu. And the other clue is she made big headlines because she had a wackadoodle boyfriend in the last couple of years that just walked away, just disappeared, and then he turned up in another country. He was on some boat, and then he disappeared. Everybody thought he was dead. She was a wreck, and it turns out he just took off. What a nut. Not her, but the guy. It would be Olivia Newton-John. So whether it's a physical cliff or a fiscal cliff, a lot of you not happy about all the conversation of what's going to really take place should everything just kick in and nothing happens with the Bush-era tax cuts or the loopholes or the automatic spending cuts, because you just aren't thinking that it's going to touch your life in any way. But in fact, and some of you are especially going to have to deal with a high tax burden, a higher tax burden as a result. And you're not seeing that now at this point. It's always, oops, I didn't really realize that. So that was certainly part of what we heard in the mailbag. And the other things we heard in the mailbag were just like Bill in Memphis's questions about why do we have to be the policemen of the world, and yet do we get that respect back? And I don't know that we're necessarily asking for respect. That's my part, throwing in the respect. Why does everybody want us to bail them out, and then they want to attack us and criticize us in the same breath? And, you know, Ron Paul, when he was running, got pummeled. In some places he got pummeled, in other places he got praised. He said that we needed to pull people out of some of our foreign lands where we didn't need to be there anymore anyway, because we would save a ton of money that we were drowning in debt, and we can't afford to do this, so we got to pull back. And there is something to that. There is something to where can we afford to invest and dump more money. It's like Egypt. We're watching what's happening with what's happening with Morsi, and the problem is, as we watch the country and the protests and everything else, we're dumping money into Egypt. We're dumping a ton of money into Egypt. Hosni Mubarak, he took all the money we gave him, and that infuriated the people, who eventually found out that, yes, they've got nice cars and lots of loot because they took the money for themselves, the family did, but we're still giving Egypt money. We're giving a lot of people money. And at what point do we stop doing that? And then something else bubbles up, and we can't police everything because we're definitely stretched too thin. But how do you remain a superpower and a friendly ally if you aren't helping the people who need it? It's a massive dilemma. I agree some of what Ron Paul said when he was running. I think we could cut back in a lot of areas, but I don't agree 100%. I don't think we need to cut back on everything. But even if we shaved it off a little bit, it would help. And then just kind of shrugged off the title of, we're Superman and we're going to save everybody that we can. But see, that's the thing. We're a democracy. We're spreading democracy. Isn't that the thing? We're going to help people who are victims of horrible human tragedy, and especially if we keep going into this more debt, how are we going to ever be able to afford to help anyone? I mean, we could get to the point where we drop from superpower to further in the list and probably somewhere in the middle. Can you imagine if the U.S. drops to the middle? It doesn't seem likely when you think of military and you think of other assets we have, but it could. I mean, it could happen if we continue to ignore the massive credit card debt that we are running up. All right, I want to quickly jump to the mailbag. Mail's here.
You've got mail.
I do have mail. I have mail from the 90s. Okay, so this one from Big Jack, who says, Kate, fiscal schmiscal, I'm tired of it all. You said it best the other night, I'm proud of you, when you talked about the fact that it is definitely the middle class, period. No matter who the politician is, everybody says they're defending us, but really they are screwing us all, and we know it. We know it is going to hit us. It doesn't matter what Obama says about taxing the rich, and it doesn't matter what the Republicans say about not taxing the rich. Because all of our taxes are going to go up. It's a question of how much, where you live, and what other things that you are contending with. Yours. Well, that's exactly what I said. I can't tell you what it's going to go up for you personally, because I don't know what your tax situation is, if you're single, married, kids, that kind of thing, income. But all that will play into, believe it or not, what's the discussion is now this next 3 weeks. And then you'll really panic. So the panic sets in when you actually get the bill that you're not prepared for, right? Isn't that what always happens? This one from Owen in Vermont. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show for a couple of years. This is actually the first time that I have written you. We really love you up here in Vermont. Just wanted you to know that. Keep fighting the good fight. And one day we'll say, we knew when. Here's my point about a couple of different things. One, Bob Costas and guns, like Costas, don't like his stance on guns, and think he picked the wrong place to talk about it, even though he was trying to relate it to the Kansas City football player and the murder-suicide. It just didn't work for me. That's what I would say about Costas. As for another 2 cents on our fiscal matters, the problem is we have politicians that can't balance their checkbooks. And they certainly can't balance the nation's checkbook. That's a problem. They're the wrong people to elect. Maybe we should stop electing so many with a lawyer background and perhaps some with an economic background. Yeah, somebody with a personality and an economics degree might work better for us in the future. How about this one from Larry, who says, fake or real Christmas trees? You got to be kidding me. I say fake all the way. No fuss, no muss. Easy to put up, easy to take down. I hate picking up needles. You end up picking them up all year long. How about Oliver, who also weighed in on fake or real? There was an earlier discussion about Christmas trees that we had. I say, you got to go real, or why bother getting a Christmas tree? Oliver says, real, 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 and talks about the fact that he says, tell your guy you don't have to have the smell of pine. You can get a different kind of tree. Well, what kind of tree is that? I'm thinking, pinion? I had a pinion Christmas tree once. It smelled good. But it was so small. They were small trees, so that, I like a bigger tree. But the point being that, okay, if you're allergic to pine, are you really bringing those live-cut trees into your house? Instant excuse. Lewis weighed in on real or fake. He says fake, 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 fake. I love that. Real, 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 fake, fake, fake. Fake, 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 fake. He said it a whole bunch of times. Reason why is cheaper. Because guess what? You can recycle it every year. You put it away as long as you take good care of it, and you can pull it back out again. You can spruce it up, as to use your words, and you can put different kinds of ornaments on it. It makes so much more sense to me than doing the hassle thing of trying to figure out a way to get a tree into your car. It always ends in disaster. Disaster? That's family stories. That is stuff that goes down in your family history. Struggles with the Christmas tree. Come on, you're missing out on a big chunk of what life is all about. It's definitely real, folks.
Because guns don't kill people. It's just that certain noise they make.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopia.